Dear friends, I have found something that can massively help your writing. And it's something that I think is nearly a prerequisite to good writing. It's so crucial. It's something you actually might already be doing. I hope so. But I think it's really exciting. And that is, in order to be a good writer, you have to be living a good story. So I think I've talked about this a little bit before, but I want to really unpack this idea of living a good story kind of in context of trying to elevate your writing. So I'm going to look at three different things, I guess, we can do in order to elevate different elements of our writing. So number one is listen to conversations, or even better, talk with more people. One of the big problems I've seen in newer writers' papers or newer writers' stories is that their dialogue falls really flat. I've read books before where I've gotten confused about who is talking because all of the characters sound the exact same, aka they sound like the writer who is writing the story because that's the only voice the writer understands and knows how to use. Or I've had characters who simply do not sound like the person that the writer is trying to claim that they are. So maybe they're trying to claim that they're a quiet, dramatic assassin, but then every time the person talks, they have a very bubbly, cute way of speaking. If you're going for the bubbly, cute way of speaking, that's a fun twist. If you are trying to go for the stoic assassin and you're coming out with a bubbly voice that sounds suspiciously like your own, then we might have a problem. So one thing I've been thinking about in living fully and authentically is we have to be listening to more conversations or going out and speaking with more people. And sometimes you can even be intentional about it. How does this person speak? What are their mannerisms? What's their word choice? This can help lend itself to really understand human psychology better, how the human voice better, how do we talk? And then you can actually weave that into your stories. So you might have somebody who's very harsh. Maybe they don't speak the way you do. They don't have the same kind of filter you do. They're going to have, they might say things a little more abruptly or short or not explain themselves as well, something like that. Versus if you want a softer character, maybe they would be a little bit more timid than you would be, or, word things a little bit more subtly or not respond directly to questions. Listening to conversation is a really, really important piece, especially when you're trying to write outside of kind of your own sphere of how you would talk. So I've seen the biggest problems kind of arise when people maybe write about a character that they're not really familiar with. So, how does, it's like when younger people write about older characters, for example, sometimes that can fall a little flat. I'm sure sometimes when older people write about children as well, that can fall really flat because they, especially if they haven't hung out with kids and they don't understand how kids talk. You don't want to make it too simple. Kids are actually quite smart. So you want to make sure that you're hanging around with your demographic or at least starting to learn how they talk. So that living life fully, entering into conversation with people around you and with new people can really help boost your dialogue. Another thing is trying to write a full setting, a realistic setting. One thing I hope no writers ever do is be that writer who just sits in the basement and writes and doesn't really fully get out there and live life. I think a lot of writers like to travel, and I think that's really good because you want to be able to incorporate different things into your story. Some writers like writing about different places, but they're actually just really good at researching, and that is really cool too. I do consider reading and kind of that research side of reading as well, a kind of travel in and of itself. I think you can learn an incredible amount. And I've traveled a lot, and there have been actual times where I visited a place and I felt like I didn't get as much out of the physical visit as I did out of a book about it. That's not every place, but there were certain places where I felt like I was actually able to dig deeper, especially when there's like historic sites where I was able to get a clear picture from research books or, more books about it and kind of dig more layers than I was able to just from looking at the ruins of a place. But it's still wonderful. I'm very grateful and aware of the privilege it is to travel. And so I'm very grateful for that. But I want to say any kind of travel, whether it's through books or exploring the world, is really good. The other thing is exploring the world more and trying to understand how it works. This is another new or a writer issue I see people running into at points, and that is just not fully understanding how things work. You could almost call these plot holes, where I'll have somebody write about how a shark moves in the water, and that is simply not biologically possible, you know, or they just won't, they'll have this idea of how sharks, you know, crawl forward or something, and it's not fully exactly how it should look in the book. Or how it looks in real life. Of course, I understand, you know, deviating from real life, quote unquote, laws, you know, if you're going to have a certain kind of shark that can breathe fire in your world, that's cool. But you should do it with the understanding that, you know, actual real sharks, for the most part, from what we've seen, don't breathe fire. So you're creating something new, and you should be aware of that. So really fully understanding reality before you attempt to kind of create your own can help make your own more authentic, richer, deeper, and fuller, which is really beautiful. So I would say go out and explore. And I would say read and research, yes, but also explore to whatever capacity that you're able, whether that's through travel, which is so much fun, or just locally, even just walking around. This is going to help give you a lot of sensory details as well. If you're walking around and you're able to smell the pine, you're able to feel the wind on your face, you know, you're able to incorporate these details then into your book in a way that makes it much more vivid and real for your readers. So you need to, I think that this is kind of a fun element of, if you want to be a better writer, you have to go out and have some adventures of your own, have to explore this beautiful planet that we've been given. So kind of think about, I guess, what adventures you could go on that would help add layers and elements to your setting and your characters' lives. So and there have been times where I've been out and experiencing maybe like sleet or hail or something really intense. I got stuck on a run once. I was halfway through it, and it started sleeting, and then it started hailing really hard. It hurt pretty badly. But then that's one of those moments where I can rush home afterwards, partly because I'm trying to survive, but partly because I have a notebook waiting for me and I want to write down exactly what that felt like, so that someday if a poor character gets stuck in a hailstorm, I will know experientially what that feels like. And then if anyone else doesn't know what that feels like, I can share that with them through my books. And if they do know what that feels like, they can be nodding their head and realizing, yes, this is so real. This brings me back. Like there's flashbacks happening right now of when I got stuck in the hail, versus this person clearly has never seen hail fall from the sky before. Obviously, this feels super forced and I'm really confused at what they're trying to say. So this kind of exploring, going on adventures of our own is going to really push our writing to that next level, to a place where it really couldn't be if we didn't have that for ourselves. We didn't have those adventures that we've already lived. All right, and the other thing I want to say, the final point I want to make with this living fully, is that one thing that's really, really boring in books oftentimes is too many static characters, or characters where we really don't, like they just seem really flat. That can put people off of a storyline. It doesn't matter how many explosions you put in a movie or, you know, a story. After a while, a lot of times, the ones that don't have character development are not going to do as well. So we all want complex characters, right? That's fun. We want characters that have arcs. Maybe they, you know, get redeemed somehow. They level up somehow. They hit their goals and their dreams and they're inspiring somehow. Or maybe they crash somehow. We see the tragedies as well. That's really interesting. Those have also captured people's attentions forever. Seeing it, how humanity can descend if it's, you know, if things go wrong. And so either way, we often like seeing arcs. That's often the hallmark of the you know, kind of the signal that a book is going to have more depth and it's going to be read for longer, or more repeatedly by its readers. And there has to be some kind of movement within the character. It can be all kinds of squiggly lines. Sometimes there was one class I had my students kind of draw the different arcs of the different characters, who improved, who kind of succumbed to the worst side of himself, who, you know, who maybe looked like they were improving the whole time until the end, and then they just kind of lost it. So there's, you know, we want complexity. We want something to show. We want to see the internal struggle of the characters as well as their external, you know, dreams and goals and motivation. In order to write this, I think authentically, you have to be incredibly self-aware and watching your own journey. And once you're able to do that, often you're able to see the journey of others as well, right? Just maybe a little bit more than you would if you weren't looking, studying yourself closely. So, you know, kind of watching, you know, watching your own internal desires and your hopes, looking introspectively and trying to watch that journey. One, it's very beautiful because that's you changing, hopefully for the better. Hopefully you're not watching a tragedy. Hopefully you're going upward. And if you are feeling like you're watching a tragedy right now, you know, there's definitely still plenty of time to have a redemption arc for yourself. So I think that it's, you know, you never underestimate the power of pushing yourself and the impact that's going to have on the complexity of your characters. Your weaknesses or the weaknesses that you observe in others can give you incredible villains, taking that to its extreme. Like, what would happen if I just let myself go? We have really, really good villains. Also, it's really easy to write them hateable because often we really dislike the things about ourselves that we're struggling with. So it's really easy to write really vicious villains then. And we also can write incredible heroes because we can see what we're going towards. And then we can write complex characters in between, much like us, who have got strengths and weaknesses. We can bring that authenticity to the books as well. So I guess I've just been thinking a lot about how writing is kind of, it's a very solitary activity oftentimes, but it really has to be, in order to be the best it can, we have to be full-fledged story characters ourselves, where we're getting out, we're talking with people, we're exploring, we're growing, we're adapting, we're learning, and we're basically living adventures as well. And that's such an important prerequisite if we want to have a rich, authentic, exciting story. So I don't know. I think that's really, it's kind of fun thinking about, you know, for the story and going out and doing all kinds of crazy things, but also just for ourselves, because writing is kind of a way to, you know, writing can actually help us with living life fully. Writing conversations can help make us more attuned to the conversations around us. Exploring the senses in your world can help, you know, put your mind in a certain, you know, you can put your mind in a certain, I guess, zone where you're looking for the beauty around you. You're looking for the details. You're enjoying those. And it can even, that watching character arcs has historically helped all kinds of people get stronger, get more inspired. So hopefully your own characters can show you where not to go and where to go in life, who you want to become. So it's just a big full spiral of hopefully upward trajectory going, you know, living a more authentic life. So you're able to write better stories, writing better stories, and then starting to live even more authentically and richly and happily. So that's my writing tip for today. Happy writing, friends. I'll see you next time.